The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom. We're getting closer to Rosh Hashanah, and we'll continue with the Shemona Esrei that Amir Hashem was going to be saying multiple times on Rosh Hashanah. We went to the first three brachas. And the last bracha we went to was the bracha of Atah Kodesh, that we recognize that Hashem is uplifted above all the limitations and all the chesroinus, all the evil and everything else that's in this world. Kodesh Baruch Hu is pure emes, pure chesed, pure toiv, and native, only good. And that's what we stress, that the whole long addition that we had in the bracha of Atah Kodesh is that we're yearning to come to the day that the entire world will see this. They'll have a fear and awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it will cause them to get together to say that Hashem is the Melech of the world, and the Tzaddikim will be with Simcha, recognizing that their whole life they lived in the right fashion, and all the evil would suddenly disappear and have no effect on humanity anymore. That's basically what he said. That's the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dominion over the world, the emes of the world, and how much we're looking forward to it, and how much we're looking forward to being excited about it, being the Chalali Tzaddikim, and the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim coming back to what they should be. And the central bracha of the Shemona Esrei, Shachris, Mincha, and Ma'ariv. So we start with the regular Yom Tov. After Parahatonu, Matitan Lonu, Yala Biyovoi. And then we say the special thing for Rosh Hashanah, the Kenev, the Kenev, the Seinu. Maloicha Kol Olam Kula Bichvodecha. Reveal your malchus in the entire world with your covering. You know, Seya Kol Ords Bikorecha. Uplift your greatness to even a high level of revelation with your car, with your glory. The glory of Hashem is tremendous chasodim that Hashem bestows on the world, as the Mephoshim say. So hoifu ba'da goyin oizecho, and come out with the majesty and the greatness of your strength. Ha'yishrei tevel atzecho. Mephoshim said he's talking about the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash and Ashuras HaShechina. So everyone should see, was basically being dispelled, the whole world should see the greatness of Hashem, and the Shechina should come back. Everything that was created will know that you created them, but you haven't called Yitzhak out to yourself. And also, a different level of the creation will recognize that they were created. Anybody that has a neshama, the higher level, has a neshama even. Everyone will say, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Melech HaMalchusa B'Kol Mashal. So, there's one question in this whole thing. That the regular tefillah is the Yom Tov tefillah. Today is the Yom Tov also. So we say, after v'chatona, v'titim lono, yal v'yohoi. This m'loich v'lein kola o'ilam kula b'chavidecho sounds pretty much like a repeat of what we said in the Baruch of Atah Kodesh. In Atah Kodesh, we had a whole tefillah, saying Tipachta, saying Kovid, Simloich, all those things are revealing yourself in the entire world. And now we're saying it again. So either put it in the middle or put it in the Atah Kodesh. Why are we saying the same thing over again? So what I want to explain today is like this. It's important to understand these are two different things. Just to say the same thing over again, we're missing the point. The way things are spoken out are also different between the two. At the Kodesh, the idea is that we recognize that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kodesh, Meroimim, uplifted from the entire world. And everybody else is underneath that Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the right thing is to do the Ratzon Hashem, and the wrong thing is to go against Hashem. That's what we're talking about, that bracha. We're saying that everybody should have Yir Shemayim, Achad, Eimo, Yiru'ucha, Yishtachvu. Yishtachvu means I bow down, I completely subjugate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's an issue of Yira, of awe of the greatness of Hashem, which causes a person to totally mevatel all the evil side of him, because he sees the evil side of him as something which is terrible for him. He has to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu running the world. He has to run away from the Ovel and the Risha and the Melech. Suddenly, all those people and institutions get closed down immediately. The tzaddikim will be full of simcha. But the stress over there is an akuda of yiro, fachad, which means recognition there is an almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we want it to be a situation that the entire world, everybody in the world, from the tzaddikim to the biggest rishoyim, we recognize that. Unfortunately, we're in Golis now, and the vast majority of the world do not recognize this. We're the yechidim, we're individuals that recognize the greatness of Hashem. We have Yir Shemayim, and even our Yir Shemayim, like we say in the Pasuk, that the Yerucha Kamoish Yodanu, we know Yir Shemayim. We don't always do Yir Shemayim. In other words, even with us, it's in our head, but we often does not affect our behavior. We want to be such a powerful Hizgalas revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will be obvious to everybody. That the only thing that one should do and could do and is right to do and good to do is the Rotan Hashem. So that is the Baruch of Adar Kodesh, which is very matin to Adar Kodesh. Adar Kodesh, once again, is a Baruch of the greatness of Hashem. They want the whole world to recognize the greatness of Hashem. That's that Baruch. The central Baruch is more than that. It's different than that. The second Baruch, and all the Moyadim, all the Yom Tovim, is describing the special nature of this Yom Tov. A Yom Tov, by definition, is a time of special closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time that we recognize we're a special nation. Whether it be Pesach, that we recognize we're special, by the fact that we're taken out of Mitzrayim, Shavuot, by the fact that we're given the Torah, Sukkot, by the fact we have the Sukkot. Rosh Hashanah also, it's true that it's a Yom Adin for the entire world, but still we recognize we have a different din than the rest of the world, because we are so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say, Batitanon Hashem Lekeinu Bi'Avor. Yes, it is a day of mishpat. It's a day of pachad. We have to be concerned for the coming year. We can't take for granted that we will have another year of life. We have to put all our krichas into the tefillah that we should have. Hashanah Toif on the sukkah. We should have a year with no tzar. But together with that, we recognize that Hashem set it up in a moyed, a time of special closeness. And that's what we're stressing in the central bracha. Yes, it's Yom Adin Mitzad Echod. And yes, every maisa, every word, every thought we did in the course of the year is coming from in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But together with that, Atav Chatanu Kolamim, O Havto Yisrano, Rasisavano, you loved us, and you chose us as your special nation, even though we did Chatoim, you always, when Mr. Atze, you always Mechel us.
Call Halashon.
Lifted us from all the nations. Ratitimon, like we just said before, Be'av is Yom HaZikon HaZeh. We call it Yom HaZikon, we don't call it Yom HaMishpat. Zikon is a time of remembering, of interacting. Hashem Kav Yochel remembers us, pays attention to us in a special fashion, and we, with our tefillahs, pay attention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a special fashion. We, our whole avoid is Shiyala Zichron Oseinu Lefalov Lerotzon. When Hashem pays attention to us, he sees this beautiful nation that recognizes how special they are. And that's what we're saying in the central bracha, every single Shemoneh Esrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize this is Yom HaDin. For us, this is a Yom HaZikaron. It's a time that we are going to be brought and paid attention to you by you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what are you going to look at? You're going to look at us, that we recognize it, that we are special. That you look at us differently than everybody else, and you saw this from all the nations. That you that tremendous Ava that you have, or have to Izonu, and you gave this Rosh Hashanah be'Ava, so that we should recognize that. And by saying these things, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize your tremendous Ava to me, and Hashem sees that, and he says, oh, this is my nation. They didn't forget about me. They recognize how much Ava I have to them. Even the Mishpat, they recognize the tremendous Ava. This is the biggest chus we can have. And mainly we misspell in the Yalav Yovri, that Hashem should see, Zichroineinu again, Fiktoneinu, Zichron, Ava Yisein, Zichron Mashiach, Zichron, Zichron Yerushalayim, Zichron Kolam Chabesis, all the Zichroinus. Hashem, when he's assessing us, the Koran over here on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem is assessing us. He should assess us as his beloved nation, the nation that appreciates our greatness, the nation that we are Klal Yisrael. We have the other second tradition, Zichron Avraham, with the nation that's yearning for Mashiach ben David, and we're mispalel Hashem should bring him soon. The Yerushalayim Kol Shechem Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael. That's the Yalav Yovei. Now we come to the last bracha, which we asked before, last part of the bracha. What's this? Loicha Kol Amulim Kol B'Chloi Becha. We already said Simloich in the previous bracha, and now we're saying this is a different flavor here. The first time was Yira. Everybody should have the clarity. They should see Hashem is running the world, and the Meil caused a tremendous pachad and fear and awe in the world of the greatness of Hashem, and all the evil will stop, and everybody will be excited to do the right things. That's a yediyah. That's a recognition that Hashem is running the world. There's something much more than a yediyah of being aware. There's a high level which would misbal on this, which is part of this bracha of our special kesher to Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of connecting to Hashem. Okay, I know Hashem runs the world. What do I do now? And this bracha was saying, should be the world, the entire world, should not just recognize and be afraid of Hashem, but they should connect to Hashem. That's what we're saying. We're saying that Hashem should reveal himself. We're not just saying, make everybody know that you're a melech. We say they should realize you're covered. You're covered. We said, they should see the tremendous midas hachesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They should see that this world is a place of Hashras Hashchina, means Hashem is deeply interacting, connecting with every single one of us. And then we say the Yede Kapol, Yediyah is not just knowledge. In Hebrew, Yediyah means connecting, being close to. The Yede Kapol, with the knowledge that they have that Hashem is the Melech HaOlam, everybody feel closely. You created me. I'm so thankful to you, Hashem, that you created me and gave me everything I have. The Yovan Kol Yitzu. Yovan is a deeper recognition. I understand there's a deeper idea behind this world. This world is not just me for to live and eat and sleep and do what I have to do, and not even just to be afraid of Hashem. It's the other Rabba. The Pachad is supposed to bring me close to Hashem. I realize the greatness of Hashem. It's not a shame. I look in the deeper picture of the world. Behind this Pachad and greatness is that loving, that was stressing. Anybody who has neshama, any live person, is going to say, and now we add something, not just that Hashem is the Melech. We give him a new title in this bracha. Hashem Elikei Yisrael Melech U'machuzo B'chol Masholem. They recognize the greatness of Klal Yisrael. There's going to come a time that not only will Klal Yisrael recognize it and internalize it and feel it and be excited about the fact that Hashem Elikei Yisrael, he's special Hashkocha on us. He created the world for us. He gave us a special neshama. He gave us a special Torah. He gave us special mitzvahs. He gave us the ability to chay netzach, eternal life. But then it's going to come a time the entire planet, everybody has a neshama, everybody who's alive, is going to say, Yisrael, call yourself, which throughout history has been blamed for everything evil and bad in the world. They were jealous of us and tried to destroy us. Now they're going to say, oops, we made a terrible mistake. Hashem is King Yisrael. Hashem is Miyachad Hashem, only in one nation, Klal Yisrael. But the whole world will recognize that. Kamavan, including ourselves. That's the special thing about this bracha. And that's why we're saying it over again. We're not just repeating the same thing we said in Atta Kodesh. We're not going to have a dried fila saying the same thing twice. Two completely different things. The first time in Atta Kodesh, we say in all the Richas, Ten Pachtach, Ten Kovin, Timlich, is there's to be knowledge. The world should get that piece of information. Clear, crystal clear, that Hashem is a Melech HaOlam, which is going to cause an immediate pachad for all the Rishoyim and the end of the Rishoyim, the Tzadikim will have Simcha. Now we're talking about, after that knowledge of the Malchus of Hashem, the internal bracha is the bracha of the Moyed, the closeness, the Kilvus, the special connection we have between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Abba of the Rotzin, between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're saying, we're yearning for that time, Hashem will reveal himself in a fashion that not only will we have a truer and deeper recognition and appreciation of the tremendous Ava of Hashem Elikei Yisrael, the God of Klal Yisrael, but the entire Bria will recognize that. And they would also want to be Mischabu HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this Chivu. They won't be Yisrael, but it says that they could be subordinate to Klal Yisrael. They all have some kesher of the Elikei Yisrael. And there's such an uplifting tefillah It's a Yom HaDin. Yes, it is a Yom HaDin. We can't look away from it. We have to have that awe of a Yom HaDin. We have to have the pachad. We have to know it's a serious day. But we have to know that the koyach that we have to be matzliach in this day is, when we're talking about the zikoyin, which we mentioned so many times in this brocha, and that's a, this is a day of the zikoyin, we will be assessed by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And as Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that this is what we're about, we appreciate the tremendous ava between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we yearn that the whole Priya, every part of the Kol Poel, Kol Yitzu, Kol Hashem Neshom Ba'apoy, will not just know, but they will feel the closeness, and they will want to have a part of that closeness to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and recognize the most intimate and closest relation with Kodesh Baruch Hu is Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem sees that that's the way we are relating to Him. We have it made. We could feel batuach that Hashem will give us a shona toiva mesukia l'chaim toivim l'shovim. Shalom aruch.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.